Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
I just put two drops of bliss on. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. It really does put a smile on my face. Which now set correctly to USAPrepares.com, and we're delighted you're with us. Broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And we have a call in line. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. It's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Matt is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota, and Rich Sheban is with us at the farm, live in the studio. Welcome, Rich Sheban.
Thank you, Vince Fennelli. How are you this morning?
I remember, Rich, before we went on the air for the first time, we were talking about how the broadcast would go, and you said, well, tell me about the commercial breaks. How long do we have in between them?
It's funny you remember that.
And I said, oh, about 3 minutes. And you go, that's enough time.
Yeah. Well, when you live off grid, those are pertinent questions, you know.
And now, don't you have something, a sign on your deck that is one story up? Something about not doing something off the railing?
Yeah. Am I allowed to say that word on the air? I can actually say it with authority, but it's not going to be offensive to anybody, and it's not doing number one off the porch. Even though we all do it, obviously the men, and I just have that sign there just for doing what it's doing now and creating some laughs.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, when you were saying, when we were first talking off air before we ever went on the air, even for the first time, you asked me that, and I thought, yeah, that's what this is all about. I mean, I knew when you said, how many minutes do we have? So Rich Sheban's in the studio with us, and his book, One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. So, Rich Sheban, you have given up the good, fast lifestyle from New York City as a pharmaceutical representative to being self-sufficient, hunting, fishing, growing in your garden, raising animals for food, and raising plants for food, to a very self-sufficient lifestyle, as best as one could do. And when I showed your video at the meetup class at Jimmy's Egg a couple weeks ago was riveted to your lifestyle. And what they saw was a guy and his lady who do what they want to do. They pretty much were not impacted by a clock, for the most part. Mm-hmm. You have the conveniences of modern life and the freedom to do what you want to do when you want to do it. And, freedom from ordinances, mm-hmm. freedom from government people showing up saying, wait a minute, you get that fence is in the wrong place. You don't have any of that, right?
I basically have no regulations, no restrictions, no covenants because I bought a big enough piece of land and I homesteaded it off the grid, which means that I did not need a building permit in the county I live in Montana, to build my house, to build my barn, to build any of my structures. So we do live a very self-sufficient lifestyle, But I got to say that I'm not, even though we utilize a lot of 19th century skills of insight, I'm a huge proponent of dovetailing those with 21st century technology. And you mentioned my lady. I just want to, in case she's listening this morning in Montana, I just want to wish her a happy birthday, honey. I hope you don't get too rowdy tonight. And I will call you later.
Well, that's great. And, you know, on the video, she teaches us about canning and about food processing and about cooking on a wood stove.
Mm-hmm.
And your wood stove is a modern construction wood stove of, I would say it would last centuries. You know, if you didn't leave it outside, it would last centuries. It's that quality, right?
Yeah, it would definitely at least last our lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we might have to do some maintenance to it now and then, but it's an Amish wood cook stove called the Kitchen Queen, made by the Amish. It was made by an Amish community over in Indiana and then trucked out to Montana. And we've had a lot of people very curious on how functional that wood stove is. And my home is about 1,700 square feet. And you can see it on my website, offgridmontana.com. And it's basically one room. It's a shell. And it's pretty easy to heat a home of that size, as long as you don't have a bunch of little rooms all over the place. And I also get a lot of questions on, and I should have addressed this in the book, Vince. People ask me often how expensive that house is. We have an Amish auction in Northwest Montana every year towards the end of June. And they usually auction off somewhere in the neighborhood of 3 to 4 cabins, usually in my size bracket. Some could be bigger, some could be smaller. And they could be stick frame, they could be cedar siding, they could be log. And a lot of them often come with doors and windows. You just have to put the roof on. And people ask me, how much would something like that cost? I've seen at the auction cabins of my size, the shell now, and that's all we live in is the shell, but you'd have to obviously put a roof on it, insulate the roof, and put it on a foundation. And I've seen cabins my size, believe it or not, auction off the shell for as little as $20,000, and that is not out of the norm. So it all depends on what kind of weather we're having on that particular June day, but we have a lot of wealthy Canadians coming down to Northwest Montana and buying land and buying one of these cabins at the auction and putting it on their site.
So did you have the Amish build your cabin?
I had an ex-Amish who was a Mennonite at the time build my cabin. He grew up Amish. And he built my cabin and did an excellent job. You know, we used contemporary chinking, and I don't even have the best windows because I'm really indifferent to that, because that wood stove is so functional that sometimes we have to open up the windows even on below 0 days and cool the cabin down.
Well, if you look up, those beams that you see in the studio, the beams that you see in the house, that are all cut from local wood, and the Mennonites have a sawmill about 60, 70 miles from here, and we gave them the dimensions of the beams that we wanted cut, and they cut them for us, and we aged them, and then we used them in the construction of this house. And the cabinets that you saw in the kitchen and the bathroom and the powder room and the butler's pantry, they're all made by the Mennonites from local wood. And the interesting thing about that is that they, I believe, they exceed the quality that you would see at Lowe's or Home Depot. Did we just lose 2 sponsors? I think we did.
They'll get over it.
They will, slowly. And the Mennonites did all the construction on those cabinets without electricity. They use gas lamps in their factory. Well, we'll call it a business. It's a very, very small factory. It's a family operation. They use gas lanterns, propane, with a mantle, and they use a diesel engine to run their sawmill. and they use the diesel engine to drive a compressor, and the compressor is what they use for their air tools. So where we have a, oh, let's say a skill saw, a circular saw, where we cut after we plugged our saw into the outlet, they have a similar type saw, except it's air-powered. They have a compound miter saw that's air-powered.
Mm-hmm.
So they hook up a hose, we hook up a extension cord.
Mm-hmm.
But the quality of their work, even though they have somewhat more primitive tools, is better than the quality of the mass fabrication shops that have all the tools, all the technology.
Mm-hmm.
So there is something to be said for old quality or old-time craftsmanship, which is something that I believe we've gone away from.
Well, to address that, Vince, I really believe old-school anything is better than a lot of this technology. I think technology, just like, well, let me put it this way. I think there's a law of diminishing returns for everything, and that includes technology, because if we forget the skills that made our country great, we can actually see what's happened to this country, especially at the university level and the public school level and such like that. Now, all these guys who worked on my homes, because they grew up Amish, and even the Mennonites, they homeschooled their children. And, you know, I'm not saying absolutely in every case that a homeschool child is a better product, but I will say that regarding listening skills, timeliness. I can't tell you how many people I know who have built homes with contractors and their deadline date was June 1st. Well, the house wasn't done until August or September or October of the next year. So these guys were done on the day they said they were going to be done. They showed up for work and worked a minimum of 8 hours, if not 12 per day.
Right.
And they basically did everything they said they were going to do, so there wasn't any babysitting on my part. And what I did is I supplied, we have a fire pit outside with Dutch oven cooking, and we supplied meals for them at least twice a week while they were constructing our home.
And they were delighted, weren't they?
Oh, absolutely. They appreciate all the simple things in life.
Mm-hmm. We had a similar kind of arrangement here. We're building this barn, and Mrs. Finelli and our son and I were building it, and we needed some extra help. We were running against some deadlines, and we brought in the Amish, and we had meals in the kitchen with them. And it was fascinating how they operate, how little they speak, how little they waste time. They're there for a purpose when they're on the job, and they're very efficient. And you don't hear anybody say, hey, you know, get up, help us. You know, you never hear that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back. Class, who wants to pay less taxes and enjoy the same tax deductions that the rich take? At the Get Prepared Expo, I'll show you how. This is something I learned 40 years ago, and I'm delighted to teach you. What if you lose your job or your company shuts down? The plan is for you to be financially independent by starting your own business. Any business, whatever you like to do. I haven't had a job since the 1980s. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, 3 weeks without food. That's how long it takes to die. At the Get Prepared Expo, we'll have pallets of Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems at the lowest prices in the country. Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems, and we'll have the lowest prices in the country on top-of-the-line Mountain House freeze-dried food with a 35-year shelf life. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th at the Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. The financial collapse of the United States is a mathematical certainty. There's no doubt about it. U.S. Air Force Captain and author John Reagan will explain why this will happen and what you need to do about it right now. We're not trying to scare you, but the collapse is coming. This and 150 seminars and exhibits are included in your pass. $8 online and $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28 and 29 at the Get Prepared Expo, Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. Ladies, for $450, you can buy a brand new AR-15 rifle kit at the Get Prepared Expo. Because this AR-15 is a kit, there's no paperwork and no registrations required. It's totally private and all 100% legal. AR-15 kits and seminars on how to assemble them. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. AR-15 kits, $450 at the GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Help me.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That no whining sign that you see was crafted by a sixth grade class in Ryan, Oklahoma. Dr. Richard Allen Miller and Grace Thorne, the sixth grade public school instructor, and I would broadcast together. And they wanted to say thank you. So they made this plaque, and it says, no whining. Now, I never said anything about whining. They just thought that was interesting. And that became their class motto. Seriously, for that sixth grade class, they talked about no whining. So if something wasn't going right, just don't whine about it, just fix it. And that's what they decided to do in sixth grade. And on the back of it, it's signed by all the students. And I'm looking forward to meeting them, and maybe some of them will show up at the Get Prepared Expo. Now, the expo, Rich, tonight, we go and pick up Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Matt Stein, Ed Marvini. Who else is flying? Now, Grace Thorne. That's one vehicle load of instructors. So that's today. And the expo starts tomorrow. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. The Get Prepared Expo starts tomorrow, right here in Lebanon, Missouri. Rich, last night, coming from the airport, you got a chance to see the Cowan Civic Center. I know it was raining and it was dark, but do you have a reaction to that?
I'd say it's bigger than a lot of high schools in Montana. And I did say that, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. You did. It's a really impressive complex. I'll tell you what happened. One day, I was at the expo, and a woman came up to me, and we drove through the parking lot last night. A woman came up to me, and she said she was at the expo, and she knew that I was the ringleader. And she said, do you realize how far it is from the parking lot to the front door of the expo? I said, yes, ma'am, I do. She said, you need a shuttle service.
Oh, jeez.
And she was serious. And I said, ma'am, this is a preparedness expo. If you can't get from the parking lot to the front door, you're not going to make it.
No. That's right.
I mean, I was kind of brutal about it. And another woman came up to me. So that was one complaint. Another woman came up to me and she said, Bags. And I said, Bags? And she said, Bags. Bags? Bags. And I said, oh, you need a bag. And she said, yes, I need a bag to put this stuff in that I bought. And I said, ma'am, this is a preparedness expo. If you needed a bag, you should have brought one with you.
Absolutely.
And, you know, that's kind
be
of
prepared.
And you know, I was kind of maybe a little bit glib about it. But what I was trying to say is you can't depend on other people for everything that you need. And if she needed a bag, she should have thought about it. And, you know, for example, we had, when I went to pick you up, I brought something for both of us to drink because I didn't know if you would be thirsty nor would I be thirsty, but I wanted to make sure that we had what we needed should we get stuck somewhere, or should, you know, there was rain and flooding and that kind of thing, but should we get stuck, at least we wouldn't be thirsty. And you know, that's kind of the way we approach things. As a matter of fact, Rich Sheban, I mentioned to our son who decided he wanted to try going to public school for the first time when we moved to Missouri. He moved from Virginia. He had been homeschooled all of his life. And I required him to carry a knife, just like this knife that I have right here in my hand, mm-hmm. Okay, that I carry with me at all times.
Mm-hmm. Pocket knife.
Right. It's a lock blade, like 3 1/4 inch lock blade skeleton knife, and it's made by Gerber. It's an inexpensive knife. It's about $20, but I use it for cutting, baling twine, and we use it around the farm all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's rule number 9. You have to have your knife. So I said to our son, okay, you know, you have to have your knife. And he said, but Dad, you know, you can't have a knife in school. It's against the rules. You can't do that. And I'm paraphrasing, and I said, oh, that's their rules? He said, yeah, you can't carry a knife in school. I said, okay, that's their rules. My rule is you will carry a knife.
Your rule trumps.
Actually, it did. I said, no, if no one knows you have it in your pocket, no one will know you have it in your pocket. So my rule is you will carry a knife. Now, of course, I'm sure we'll get some comments about that, you know, from those who don't like us, that I'm advocating carrying a knife in school. A weapon, right? No, I'm not. It's a tool. Richie and I will be right back. Class, we want to pay less taxes and enjoy the same tax deductions that the rich take. At the Get Prepared Expo, I'll show you how. This is something I learned 40 years ago, and I'm delighted to teach you. What if you lose your job or your company shuts down? The plan is for you to be financially independent by starting your own business. Any business, whatever you like to do. I haven't had a job since the 1980s. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. Cowan Civic Center, 11 in Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, 3 weeks without food. That's how long it takes to die. At the Get Prepared Expo, we'll have pallets of Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems at the lowest prices in the country. Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems, and we'll have the lowest prices in the country on top of the line Mountain House freeze-dried food with a 35-year shelf life. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th at the Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, 11 in Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Heben's with us. And so, Rich, that was the first time you saw a high water bridge, right?
Last night? That's correct. It was very interesting. It was a real education.
So this is a class. What we're talking about is as you approach the farm, there's what's called a high water bridge. Now, this would not be a bridge by most people's definition. What it is, it's a dip in the road. We live on a dirt road, literally a dirt road, and a gravel would be an upgrade. It would.
I know the feeling.
So we live on a dirt road, and there's this concrete pad. It's about 40 feet wide, And the water, when it rains a lot, will go over this concrete pad. And the idea is that because it's concrete, it won't wash away. Like a road, a dirt road would wash away if that concrete pad were not there. So we have a stream that runs through the farm, and it collects rainwater, you know, as the water drains downhill, goes and collects into a creek, and then ultimately goes across the road. And that was that low water bridge. So there's not, you know, there are no curbs here, right? No curbs.
Mm-mm. No curbs.
No curbs. No no traffic lights.
No lights.
No. And you saw downtown those the post office, right?
Mm-hmm.
With one parking space.
Mm-hmm.
In case somebody shows up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Now, this is a beautiful place. I absolutely love your farm. I love all the trees and the green grass and the wildlife and the stream, the ponds. I mean, this, you have all the natural resources you need for what might be coming down the pike, and I really want to thank you and Mrs. Finelli for putting me up and giving me all this hospitality. I really appreciate it.
We're delighted you're here, and we're delighted that you're going to be speaking at the expo. And, you know, we met well over a year ago, and we have similar thoughts. We both jumped off the corporate ladder and decided to seek an independent lifestyle. And we've been doing it, and you've been doing it for a while. By the way, you know, I gave Mrs. Finelli a hug a couple of weeks ago in the kitchen. And I said to her, you know, I just stopped everything we were doing. Whatever she was doing, whatever I was doing, I just stopped, and I went over and gave a great big hug. And I said, how do you feel, and I'm paraphrasing, how do you feel about the way we live? And she looked at me, and I said, well, you know, we don't go on vacations. The list of things that we do is longer than we'll ever be able to accomplish. We just work, work, work. We have responsibilities with the animals. We just, you know, don't go and do things that a lot of people do. Is this okay with you, or do you want to change it? And she looked at me like, what are you talking about, or what's wrong with you, or why would you even ask that? And she said, no, this is what I want to do. And, you know, I thought, we're in our 60s, and the last thing I want to do is have her spend the rest of her life doing something she doesn't want to do. So I asked her that question. And have you thought of that question with your lady?
Yeah, in fact, I ask her that frequently. Mm-hmm. So if Karen, you're listening, you can confirm that. Yeah, because we live off-grid and we don't have a lot of amenities that most Americans have. We live kind of rugged, and I'm the first to admit it. I admit it in the book. I admit it on the air all the time, and I admit it on the DVD video that we just made. But this was our choice because we want to be as self-sufficient as possible. I had some extenuating circumstances with my health and political correctness that leaded me this way, even though this was my goal and dream to live off the land and hunt and fish. It did happen a little earlier than I expected. But that being the case, we do a lot of walking, just like Mrs. Finelli told me that she does this morning. She prefers to walk when she opens up gates for you guys and the cows and stuff. And, you know, and that's what we do. We walk to the garden. We walk to the barn. We walk to feed the animals. We walk to open up gates. We walk to the outhouse. I mean, everything we do is moving. And, you know, as we get older, you know, I'm in my mid-50s, and when we get older, walking and exercise is, motion is lotion, especially when you have a degenerative disease, which most people have in some way, shape, and form as they get older anyway. So it's a great life. I wouldn't trade it for anything. And it sure beats sitting in a cubicle or living in suburban urban America, sitting in traffic, which I used to do back in New York and New Jersey when I had to commute 2.5 hours one way. So I look at it as a blessing.
You know, when you said the cubicle, I was thinking about, you know, early in my career when, you know, when you first start in corporate America, you have a desk, like in the middle of a room with everybody else that has a desk. I mean, if you're a computer jockey and you're banging on a keyboard, you're in customer service, you have a desk and the phone, a desk and a computer and a phone. That's kind of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then if you do really, really well, you can have your desk away, a little bit away from everybody else, and you'd be like the supervisor of the army of desks. Mm-hmm. And then if you do really, really well, you could be the manager, and you would be above a couple supervisors. And maybe you might have a four-foot-high partition around your desk. So it is an illusion that you have your own space. And then if you do really, really, really well, you might get an office somewhere in the middle of the floor, you know, with walls. And then if you do better than that, you get an office along the outside wall. And if you just rise to the cream of the crop, you get the corner office.
With a window.
Yeah, but you can't open it. Right?
Yeah.
You can't open it. And so that's life in corporate America. So if you work hard and you get to work early and you stay late and you neglect your family, you too can aspire to have a larger and larger cubicle with higher and higher walls to the point where you get to have that corner office just before you get laid off.
You know, Vince, I try to look at the glass half full, where it's human nature to be negative, to just talk about all the difficult things in the world that's losing our freedoms and liberties. But uh-huh. I look at my life as actually a blessing. And I'm including not just corporate America, but I'm including what happened to me with spinal stenosis, nerve damage, and atrophy, and all the things I'm dealing with now. Because if this didn't happen to me, would I be able to direct my circumstances to want to help people? And I just feel with everything that's happening financially, economically, socially, politically, with my health, that it really, instead of sitting and complaining about it and being negative, I'm trying to balance that with ideas and solutions to help other people. And that's one of the reasons why I'm here, and I feel that's one of the reasons you invited me here to Missouri to speak at the Preparedness Expo.
Yeah, that's actually right. And I like your outlook, I like your lifestyle, and I like what you can help and share with others. So tell us, what are we going to learn at your seminars at the Get Prepared Expo? Now that starts, you know, it starts Friday, this weekend, and then Dr. Richard Allen Miller and Matt Stein are going to do a seminar on Friday, all day seminar, while we're setting up for the other exhibitors and speakers of the seminars. And Friday night we have our banquet dinner, and it's not too late to get tickets for the banquet dinner, but you got to do it really soon. Then Saturday we have the expo, so you speak on Saturday and on Sunday. Tell us what we're going to learn in your one-hour seminars.
Well, obviously, I want to keep it open-ended because it's only an hour, and it's I've done a lot of three-hour interviews on the air. It's amazing all the things that you can talk about with this lifestyle. It's I can probably talk for 10 hours a day on what we do.
Mm-hmm.
But just like in the book that I wrote, I think it's so important before we go into the how-to, we have to explain people why, financially, economically, socially, and politically, why the middle class is waning. And what I'm trying to do is have the words middle class and prosperity someday be able to be spoken in the same sentence. I want to liberate the middle class. I want to eliminate these politically correct buzzwords, this truth being trumped by manufactured perception. I want to create synergy and have, as you've heard me say many times, stand for principle, and we all have to abide by the same rules, laws, and accountability, because we can't be the land of the free and the home of the brave if we don't have the guts to stand for principle. I think we need to forgive people. We need to stop being part of some group and be Americans again. Because the information that's coming out of big government and the big corporate oligarchies is not for the benefit of the middle class, I feel. And I give many examples and evidence to prove that. Six corporations basically own all the newspapers, magazines, radio stations, publishers. That's why I self-published my book. And major production companies. And because of all this propaganda and information being corralled, the people, especially the middle class, is not getting the full picture. Now, when I say big government, I'm the first to admit, I feel that every country, if you want to be a united country, needs government. But when government gets too big, too corrupt, too manipulated, and is no longer serving the people, and they're asking the people, demanding that the people serve the government, I think that's when we, as Americans and free-thinking individuals, must step in and create ideas and solutions to balance out our life. Because I feel as Americans, Vince, we've really lost that balance in life between hard work and interests and hobbies, between spending and saving, between technology and nature. And you can see it by the increase people on anti-anxiety pills and antidepressive pills and being obese, and suicides are up. I mean, America's definitely going in the wrong way, and we need to balance it. So I'm going to try to give those ideas and solutions to help out my fellow Americans.
Rich Evans with us, offgridmontana.com, offgridmontana.com. I'm Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo is this weekend, and you hit one of my buttons. I hit the mute button, so I wouldn't say something that I shouldn't. Class, we want to pay less taxes and enjoy the same tax deductions that the rich take. At the Get Prepared Expo, I'll show you how. This is something I learned 40 years ago, and I'm delighted to teach you. What if you lose your job or your company shuts down? The plan is for you to be financially independent by starting your own business. Any business, whatever you like to do. I haven't had a job since the 1980s. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, 3 weeks without food. That's how long it takes to die. At the Get Prepared Expo, we'll have pallets of Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems at the lowest prices in the country. Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems, and we'll have the lowest prices in the country on top-of-the-line Mountain House freeze-dried food with a 35-year shelf life. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th at the Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. The financial collapse of the United States is a mathematical certainty. There's no doubt about it. U.S. Air Force Captain and author John Reagan will explain why this will happen and what you need to do about it right now. We're not trying to scare you, but the collapse is coming. This and 150 seminars and exhibits are included in your pass. $8 online and $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28 and 29 at the Get Prepared Expo, Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. Ladies, for $450, you can buy a brand new AR-15 rifle kit at the Get Prepared Expo. Because this AR-15 is a kit, there's no paperwork and no registrations required. It's totally private and all 100% legal. AR-15 kits and seminars on how to assemble them. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. AR-15 kits, $450 at the GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. How many? I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So Rich Sheben's in the studio with us, and Rich, you said something that hit my butt, and John Reagan hits my button like, I don't know, 30, 40, 50 times every Monday. But the thing that you said that hit one of my buttons is serve the government. And that brings up a memory, a not too pleasant memory, of a few days ago. I got a call from this gal, and she's a revenue agent in Missouri. And she told me that, you know, I had to pay a fee to get a license to have this expo. And I'll tell you what, it just doesn't set well with me. So she said, you know, you have this fee and it's $25. It's only $25. But these government minions want 25 here, 50 there, 100 and something, you know, for registration of tags and a license, which is another, you know, another tax, all these taxes. So I need to pay, in order to have this expo, I am required by the government to pay a fee. I have to pay a fee to earn money, if you will, to pay the bills to have an expo. So I have to pay them so that I can be in this business. And I said, just tell me, what did you do to earn that $25? Did you make something? What did you do? And she said, well, we're the government. And I said, yeah, I know. And I've decided it from this point that, you know, I could say, well, geez, you know, I should really be overly pleasant, and she didn't do it, and she's not the reason why I'm being told that I will pay, because I have a muzzle to my head, you know, a gun to my head to make me pay this $25. And it bothers me. So I'm thinking, I could say, well, you know, ma'am, you're probably a really nice lady. And it's not you that I'm annoyed with. It's the system. But I changed my tune. I'm annoyed with her, too. Well, I am. And the reason I am is she's part of the system. And I decided that if we all start complaining and say, look, you know, we're tired of paying fee after fee after fee. And I told you in the car last night that the tax to have an expo in the city of Springfield is about 30%. So you can rent a room for $5,000 to have your expo, and you can spend $10,000 on television commercials, but you're going to spend 30% tax to rent the room. Now, that's an enormous amount of tax, and it's like there's like three taxes that comprise that 30%. And it's outrageous. And then you have to have permits. And then they say, well, you know, you've got some transient vendors, some peddlers that come to your expo. Peddlers. And these peddlers need to have a peddler's license. I'm serious. So they want to come around and say, Rich, are you giving those books away or are you selling them? Oh, you're not giving them away. Okay, well, for you to be here, even if you were giving them away, you're probably doing that for a marketing reason. So we're going to charge you. And that's what they do in Springfield. So they demand everybody pay. Oh, that's a tractor in the background, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, Mrs. Finelli's feeding the cows, so that's what that sounds like.
Oh, okay.
But, so we can be on the air today. So we are being told that we have to pay these fees. And most people go, oh, okay. I guess I have to pay it because you say I have to pay it, so I have to pay it. Well, then I decided that just to make life a little more pleasant, I would go along with it. And I said, look, do you take credit cards? And she said, yes. So she, Vincent Finelli, the address, credit card number. And she says, okay, now it's going to be a $2 fee. And I said, no. No, there isn't. I am not going to pay you $2 to pay you. Right? I have to pay her a fee to pay her.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't going to do it. So we had a stalemate. And I'm anxious to see what these minions do in Lebanon, Missouri, at the expo because I didn't pay this $25 fee. Now, I have a document here, which is a public notice, and the Native American Church of Nemenha has consecrated this expo, and it will, on Friday night, off limits to the government. So we might have a showdown at the expo where I'm going to tell them to take a hike. They're not allowed on our property because we're renting the property. Pretty interesting, huh?
Yeah, so I guess we can all assume that that lady in that government department will not be getting a Christmas card from me this year.
You're absolutely right. Rich Evans with us, Off-Grid Living Montana. I'm Vince Finelli, and we'll talk a little bit more about the expo and life on the farm when we get back.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.